Hey everybody, this is Ronan. That was Shafiq Hussain. Shafiq Hussain from the album Shafiq in Africa. This is the song No More. No More as in No M-O-O-R. No More. I don't know why it's called that. It's just called that. So, going to have a quick discussion this time. First, let me update. This is day 4. We missed day 3 because of an audio boo error. I recorded it. I took it. My internet is not at the location of my home, so I took it to the office location to upload it. But by that time, audio boo crashed and I lost the boo. I would have been really angry had it been an important boo. But as it stands, it was a really boring boo, and you really haven't missed anything at all. So, moving on straight on to day 4. What we're going to talk about is a little bit about Africa. At this point of time, I've been studying Africa for quite a while, have a good grasp of what's going on. So I'm just going to go from place to place and give you a good view of what's happening in Africa. So we're going to start with Northern Africa. In Northern Africa, right at the northwestmost, you've got pretty little Morocco, which is very European in its nature. It speaks French. I tried speaking to some people over there. They speak even less English than the French people. Not possible. So Morocco. Morocco is very Mediterranean, grows a lot of grapes, really beautiful, mountainy area. A lot of Muslim population, a lot of Moors, and that's Morocco. Below that is Algeria, both heavily Muslim states, and they will be having Ramadan on right now. So they'll be closed for business Monday and Tuesday. And they have holidays on Thursday and or Friday, depending on what they follow. In the middle of that is Liberia, not much known about that. Egypt on this far end, we know a lot about Egypt. Pyramids, Cairo, Alexandria, Egyptian gods, we know all about them. They're doing very well economically. Agriculture is very good. They're exporting fruits to Europe. They are very well irrigated, and they have quite a lot of consumption. They behave more like Dubai and the Arab Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, these countries than anything else. That's Egypt, again, large Muslim populations over there. Moving right along to what's called Sub-Saharan Africa. So Sub-Saharan Africa is everything south of these northmost states. Starting from the west again, we've got a whole lot of small countries, Burkina Faso, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivory, just to name a few. Most of these are French-speaking countries, really, really tiny. It's not useful to set up anything over there because they're so small. You really cannot enter over there and make much of a dent into anything. Each of these countries are smaller than Bangladesh, smaller than about, as some of them are twice the size of the Delhi province or twice the size of Goa. That's about the size that they are. Really poor, except with notable exception, two countries, Ghana to a certain extent, where they're wealthy on the coast towards the south and less wealthy as you go further north. But also Nigeria. Nigeria is the fastest growing economy, large area, very quickly growing people. Of course, there's a lot of trouble over there right now with the Boko Haram. And there's a lot of robbery, there's a lot of uncertainty from that aspect. One unique thing about them is that they have motorbikes for taxis. Interesting thing I learned. I forget right now what the name of it is, and it'll strike me at some point in time, and I'll let you guys know. That's Nigeria. After that comes to Sudan. Sudan and South Sudan, though it's at war right now, is actually reasonably rich agriculturally and also in terms of natural resources, in terms of mining. Going just hopping back for a while, for the northmost countries in Africa, many of these countries, including Nigeria, are very rich in oil, natural gas, petrol. In fact, so much so that it completely skews the ratio of diesel as to petrol. Petrol is cheaper than diesel, which is not true of India, but it's true of most of the rest of the world. So sometimes petrol over there is half the price of diesel, which is quite unusual. This is true of Nigeria. Moving on to the middle of Africa, I don't know much about it. You've got the Democratic Republic of Congo, you've got the Central African Republic, rainforest area, and but not very organized, no roads, a very sad agricultural scene. That's more or less them. I'm not going to spend much time over there. The exception to this is Angola. In Angola, Angola is largely government-driven. The government has a huge amount of taxes, up to 50% taxes in certain categories, and certain categories aren't taxed at all. For example, tractors are not taxed at all, and heavily subsidized. Government buys up assets, gives it to the people. Land is owned by the government. There's a lot of support to industry. So if you go and set up an industry over there, a lot of support, a lot of big projects, a lot of land given to single farmers from a company, gigantic, and a lot of potential in Angola. Quickly moving to the EAC, the East African Congress, I've forgotten what it is. The EAC consists of not Somalia, I'm not sure if it consists of Somalia. Not Somalia, there's really no industry, it's just piracy, which is huge. The East African community is Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, Tanzania, the Republic of Burundi, and I think it's also got Ethiopia in it. I'm not sure about Ethiopia. They have open trade relations. They're growing. Kenya is the driving factor. Gigantic growth over there. Really well organized. Well, better organized than the rest of Africa, but unorganized compared to other things. Yes, there are problems here and there, but very large mobile penetration in these places. Ethiopia being the exception, being very government-driven, everything owned by the government one more time, and a lot of support coming from there. That's in a nutshell these places. You'll get a lot more from them from me, because I'm going to be visiting the EAC. I'm going to Kenya and one of the other countries for the EAC, not clear right now. In the meantime, we'll go down past Angola to Zimbabwe, Rwanda, small countries, lots of problems. Zimbabwe notable for its high amount of inflation. But once you reach South Africa, huge difference, gigantic GDP per capita as compared to the rest of the countries, notable cities doing much, much better than the outliers. And of course, you know about the high disparity between white and black. But this is the place where you can have everything. This is the place where you have cars, where you have large HP tractors, where you have center pivot irrigation, and you have a lot of major... Yes, your market can be entirely South Africa if you want to enter into Africa. It constitutes of 60% of most of African consumables, durables, and many, many things. So this is South Africa. We're missing a couple of islands here and there. Mozambique, Mauritius. People know about that. Everything grows... Fantastic climates. Maybe I'll get to a little bit more about the agrarian conditions in the next book. But for now, we're just going to slide slowly back into Safik in Africa.